Don't forget that next Sunday is our annual congregational meeting right here. And so I'm going to call on the chair of our council, Preston Smith, who will talk you through some of the rest of the stuff.
It's pretty much the same as last week. I want to let you know that we're going to have a congregational meeting next Sunday, November 13th, and the meeting of worship. We have three orders of business that's on the agenda. We'll need to approve a nominating committee for next year. We'll need to approve a spending plan. And I'll give you copies of that out in the narthex if you don't have one. If you want to take a look at it. And we need to elect new council members. Now, our outgoing council members are Lane Cross, Karen May, Marty Neumeyer, Crawford Palmer, and Savannah Thomas. And so far, we've had nominations Don Corkin, Diane Hunt, Michelle Knight, Tom Box, Dan Lowe, Ben Richards, and our youth representatives that have been nominated are Tate Bergall, Andy Lowe. And right now, I'd like to ask if either you have either one you would like to nominate, as well as the church council, and if you do, I would ask their permission for us.
Thank you, Preston. And you said the spending plan information is out there. There's also biographical information on those six nominees that you just mentioned is also out there in the narthex. And out there in the narthex are sign-up sheets about helping to set up for the congregational meeting. And Karen, where are you? Is there another sign-up sheet out there?
Bringing
sides, all that, and those two sign-up sheets about the meal are near the exit doors.
Yes.
The information is near the monitor on the wall. Okay.
We start
set up at 8:30 on Saturday morning, so you're all welcome to come and help us. All right, it's fun, she says. All right, what's the date of the congregational meeting? All right, while you have that date in your mind, let me put another one in your mind of December 14th. What's important about December 14th? That's the deadline for ordering a poinsettia for Christmas. Isn't that what I said? Did I say December? I meant to say November. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody's getting old around here. So November 14th, so next, not tomorrow, but next Monday is the deadline for poinsettias. Please get those back to the church office. You got a form, I believe, in your newsletter when it came, but in case you don't know where that is, or you were so furiously reading the newsletter that it tore up, there are more forms also out there in the narthex near the TV monitor as well. So those are available for you as well. Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Something else that's out in the narthex is a really cute turkey with beautiful feathers just waiting for you to pluck one. They are the items that we will need donated for the Williamsburg Christmas party, which will be going on first Sunday in December. So those colorings.
question. I'm going to presume that's a picture of a turkey and not a real one out there in the narthex.
You know,
and someone asked me, this is a serious question.
Oh.
Somebody asked me, because they pulled a feather that had something like $10 on it.
Yes.
Who do they make those checks out to?
Redeemer Lutheran, and then you'll put in the memo Williamsburg Christmas Party, and you can put your feather, this is a great question, put your feather with it if you want to, and put it in the offering plate so that when Julie and the art teller see it tomorrow morning, they'll know that that goes to that. And that goes, we are ordering all the stuff, and once we found them,
I think I'll quit with that. Thank you, Sarah. Have a good day. Okay. Let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. In the name of God, the Father of glory, in the name of God, the Son, our Redeemer, in the name of God, the Holy and Life-Giving Spirit,
amen.
The Son of righteousness shall rise with shining beams of healing. Let us gather under the wings of God's mercy, confessing our sin. Gracious God, we acknowledge that we are sinners, and we confess our sins, those known to us that burden our hearts, and those unknown to us but seen by you. We know that before you nothing remains hidden, and in you everything is revealed. Free us from the slavery of sin, liberate us from the bondage of guilt, and work in us that which is pleasing in your sight. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. With a heart full of mercy and compassion, God saves us and forgives us all our sins. Christ, the dawn from on high, shines upon us, and by the light of the Holy Spirit, guides our feet into the way of peace. Amen. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us remember all the saints before God. We praise and bless you, O Holy Trinity. You have taught your church that it is an ageless communion of saints. We thank you for gathering those who faithfully waited in hope for the redemption you promised, and now for adding us who celebrate the love of your Christ for the redemption of the world. Prepare a place for us among those who are already with you. Help us to remember them as an encouragement to saintly living, exciting us to love in anticipation of an eternal reunion. We remember before you, O Lord, our relatives and friends who have entered the church triumphant. Francis Stutz, sister-in-law of Barry and Kathy Stutz, aunt of Angela Lagroon. H.M. Lodeholt, uncle of Gary Lodeholt. Sarah Kugler, Nancy McKinney's mother. Clifford Paul Fisher Jr., Jean Cook's father. Paige Cothran, relative of Jim and Janet Boatwright. Hugh McGeehee, relative of Jim and Janet Boatwright. Gay Poole, relative of Jim and Janet Boatwright. Judy Jacobs Lash Garnavis, friend of Jane Eliezer. Faye Woolley, friend of Jane Eliezer. Dean Henry, nephew of Jane Eliezer. Beverly Lucado, aunt of Jane Eliezer. Robert Tollison, former member of Redeemer. Becky Peak Greer, cousin of Andrew Peak. Flo Dallas, friend of Andrew Peak. Mary Graham Harris, friend of Andrew Peak. Julia Hendrick, friend of Kathy Harrell. Nancy Ottinger, Betty Olson's sister. Bernice Holloway, Richard Lagroon's aunt. Robert Isaacson, brother of Steve Isaacson. H. Earl Bud Singletary Jr., son of Betty Singletary. Edward Lee Honeycutt Jr., nephew of Betty Singletary. Ronnie Houston, Carmen Moore's brother. Moselle McKay, aunt of Connie Davis and Donna Nunnemaker. Robert Washington, friend of Connie Davis and Donna Nunnemaker. Hilda Wagner, friend of Nancy McKinney. Kathleen Bandy, Mary Lewis's mother. Jamie Thornton, Robbie Thornton's mother. Tony Short, Fawny Lowe's uncle. Stacy Sawyer, friend of Dan and Fawny Lowe. Sandy Arnott, friend of Dan and Fawny Lowe. Jack McRedmond, friend of Dan and Fawny Lowe. Dorothy Smith, Margaret Larson's mother. Especially today, we remember and honor the members of our congregation who died during the past year, and in their memory, we reverently give thanks to God. Erla Blake. Virgil Carlson. Roy Davis. Virginia.
Virginia Militello. Christ says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Have you seated? And with the children, please come forward.
I gotta sit right there. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Look what I brought. Y'all know what this is?
Phone.
My phone, isn't it? Yes. And I've got something special attached to my phone today.
Earplugs.
Have you ever seen anybody with a phone and earplugs where they're listening to music or something? You've seen that? You know?
I have.
You haven't ever seen that? Well, you take this and you stick it in. That's cool. You can listen on both sides. But when I was your age, I had a grandfather who lived in Atlanta. That's a big city. And he did not have a phone like this. Back in those days, we didn't have a phone like this. We had to use the phone in a house. You didn't have travel phones like this, so we didn't use a phone like this. But he had something that was about this size that you've probably never seen.
It was called a transistor radio.
I bet everybody out there knows what a transistor radio is. But you guys have never seen one of these. It was a radio that was about this size. And you could pick up all kind of radio stations on it. With a phone and earphones in, I think about my grandfather over in Atlanta. Because you know what? He was a huge Atlanta Braves fan. So we would be sitting around in their home talking, and he would have this little transistor radio in his shirt pocket, and the earbud would track up to his ear. And he would listen to our conversation with this ear and listen to the game with that ear. So
every time I see somebody listening
to one of these, that's what I think about. Now, he would have loved this set of earphones because they were made wrong. And I got one really long one and one really short one. So it's really kind of hard to use these as earphones, but he could have just set that one down and just listened to this one, just like, and heard the conversation and kept listening to the game. So I think about that all the time when I see people listening to their phones nowadays, how he listened to that little radio that he had anytime the Atlanta Braves were playing a baseball game. Now, why am I telling you that? Well, because today is All Saints Sunday. And that's the day we remember all the people who have taught us about the faith, like my grandfather, people who taught us all kinds of things about life, people who loved us, people who have guided us along the way to being good people and good, faithful people, in people who believe in God. I learned many things about faith and life from my grandfather. And you guys learn from all kind of people like that too. Sunday school teachers, your parents, your grandparents, teachers at school. You learn from all kinds of people, all sorts of things. And if you think about it, you can remember some things people have taught you, and you can be thankful for them. That's what today is about. We're being thankful for all those people and how they guided our lives and taught us about God. And that's what I want you to remember today. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the great people in our lives who have taught us about you. Help us to remember them with thankfulness, and help us to be good examples for others too. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
reading from Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
from Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There's a story about a grandmother who was out for a walk in the country with her 5-year-old grandson. It was fall, and the leaves on the trees made a beautiful patchwork quilt of color. "Just think," the grandmother said, gazing at the hillside, "God painted all that." "Yes," her grandson agreed, "and he even did it with his left hand." The puzzled grandmother said, "What do you mean he did it with his left hand?" "Well, he had to," the boy replied, "because they told us at church that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God." I guess you never know what children are going to say. And they're often so honest and so straight to the heart of the matter. Once there was a father in his home office wondering what time it was, and he heard his small daughter in the kitchen and called out to her, "Sweetheart, what is the little hand on?"
And after a short pause, the little girl answered, "A chocolate chip cookie?" Today is All Saints Sunday, the day when we remember in sorrow and loss those close to us who have recently died, the day when we remember in celebration and hope those whom God has received into his loving arms and who have entered the church triumphant. It's a day that cuts both ways, moving back and forth between grief and joy. It's a day that is so honest and so straight to the heart of the matter of our lives and of our faith. It's a day that draws us near to death and near to new life. It's a day that sets our minds probing the vast mystery of God's love and stirs something deep within our hearts. Today we're going to ask some of those deep questions. But we're going to do it using a book of letters that some of those oh-so-honest and oh-so-straightforward children have written to God. The first one was by a boy named Dom, who was age 10, and he wrote, "Dear God, you don't have to spell real good to get into heaven, do you? My teacher told us that when we meet St. Peter, we have to spell a word like exaggerate. If you get it right, you go to heaven. If you get it wrong, you go downstairs. I don't mean the principal's office." Well, Dom is right that there's a place for us to go when we die. And the really good news for Dom, and probably for most of us, is that we don't have to spell anything to get in. Our loved ones have been loved even more by God. And what a great comfort it is to know that God has welcomed them in his incredible love and given them peace and joy, just as he will one day welcome us. We can be comforted because we know that our loved ones are held in God's care for all eternity. We may be certain that death isn't the end, and God's love never ends. Ian, age 6, wrote, "Dear God, my grandfather died this year, as you know. I felt very sad. Maybe you did not know, but my grandfather likes ice cream a lot. Please make sure he's taken care of." Do you think there's ice cream in heaven? No. Well, I don't know. But I have heard many people express the wish that heaven could be a place where they can have their fill of whatever they have most desired and enjoyed right here on earth. But I think Ian is reaching deeper too. He wants happiness for his grandfather. He wants to make sure his grandfather is looked after. He wants to commend his grandfather to God's care. And so, in his 6-year-old way, and talking about ice cream, he does. And so can we. So can we. It's hard, but we can let our loved ones go, knowing that God will care for them. We cared for them so long that it's hard to entrust them to anyone else. But God's care is perfect, and God's care is eternal. That's the blessed assurance that we have. God has promised, and it is so. Wendy, a 10-year-old girl, went right to the point. "Dear God," she wrote, "do women in heaven dress up and wear makeup, or are they just down-to-earth people? I'd like to know." Well, there could be a lot of reasons for her wanting to know. But I think Wendy's real question is one we have asked again and again. What will heaven be like? Some have hoped, like I've already described, that heaven will be a place of fulfilled desire. Others look to the picture of the New Jerusalem in Revelation and think of heaven as a celestial city with streets of gold.
Still others look forward to reunions with those who have died years before. Jesus often describes heaven as a great banquet with feasting and celebration and rejoicing, and people continually singing and praising God. Well, there's one element that all these views share. When we're in heaven, we'll be with God. We'll be with God, bathed and overwhelmed by His majesty and His love. We'll be with God, and nothing could be more fulfilling. Nothing could be more full of joy. The last letter today is my favorite, and it comes from an 11-year-old girl named Anita. Dear Jesus, I want to thank you for going up there on the cross for us every Good Friday. You must be real happy when the weekend is over. All Saints, most of all, is a day about salvation. And yes, Anita, I think Jesus is happy it is finished. And because of His grace, because of His love, we're happier still. Oh, people of God, rejoice. Jesus is indeed sitting on the right hand of God in victory. God is dear to us, and He holds us dear forever. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Wondrous God, your gift of grace to us astounds us. To live each day in the warmth of your love, to receive your divine favor, to respond in lives of grace to each other is a gift beyond compare. As we travel the journey of our lives from birth to death, lead us in lives devoted to you. Abide with us. And may we abide with you forever. Lord, in your mercy, loving Father of all, we thank you for all those who have gone before us and who now rest in you. Thank you for giving us our families and friends who gave us love and a place to belong. Thank you for all your saints throughout history and all over the world, those known to all, and those known only to us. Their examples of faith serve to inspire us in our faith. Their courage and faith calls us to stronger commitment to you. Their trust strengthens our trust and builds hope in our hearts. We have cared for them, and we continue to entrust them to your mercy. Now and always, help us to lead lives as your faithful saints, called and made pure by you. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, we are indeed so thankful for your love. Be now with all those who struggle to see your hand in life. Bless the sick, those who mourn, those in trouble, those poor and hungry and oppressed. Remember the lonely and those who are all too easy for us to forget. Bless all in need, O loving Savior, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all the living, fill our hearts now and anew with hope. Today we celebrate your victory. In your love, help us now to know that that victory is ours, now and always. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witnesses of the saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all the saints, with the choirs of angel and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth have our glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, surrounded by evil and bordered by death, we appeal to you, our sovereign, our wisdom, and our judge. We praise you for Christ, who proclaimed your reign of peace and promised an end to injustice and harm. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, the sacrifice of his life and death and the victory of his resurrection, we await with all the saints his loving redemption of our suffering world. Send your Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine and on all who share in the body and blood of your Son. Teach us your mercy and justice and make all things new in Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For
thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever.
Thank you.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, shepherding God, that you have gathered your scattered flock again this day, feeding us richly with the food of paradise. Accompany us as we serve you all the days of our lives, and gather us with the saints in the day of our death. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.